So the first thing that's wrong with that Purdue test is that they only considered things that had been successfully dealt with by Stack Exchange. But sometimes, sometimes there are questions you would never even ask Stack Exchange because they're far too specific. And you know that you'll never find anything about that. For example, right now, and sorry if this gets technical, but we're talking about development here, right? So I've just set up a new server, and or actually a new port on a server for WebSockets. WebSockets is an interface that allows two-way communication between client and server in real time. It's very established technology, incredibly useful, and I try to use it. Pretty much every app I do now has a WebSocket connection like that. So I've just set one up, and this is always a fairly dicey sort of dance you do here because there's a lot of configuration involved in doing this, a lot of server configuration, and lots of places where things can go wrong. And so when you're trying to test something like this, I use a process called, I don't know why it's called this, splitting the baby. I don't know why I call it that, honestly, because the whole idea is kind of repulsive, splitting a baby. But anyway, what you want to do is take the problem and split it in half. And so here's a case where I have a client app and a server app. They're trying to connect. There's no connection happening, no evidence of any attempt to make a connection. And so I'm looking at it from each side, and I can only look so deep on the server. It's very hard to get inside there and watch the thing actually run. But I've had it display a message on the console, the machine console, when there is an attempt to connect, and it never shows up. Nothing ever shows up. Whereas when I run it on a local machine, it all works perfectly. So implied is that there's something wrong in the configuration on the server, which is not a surprise. It's the trickiest part of the whole thing. The question is, well, where is the error? And that's when it's time to split the baby. So what I would like to do is use a well-known tool that's debugged and runs on someone else's server to verify that there actually is that port actually exists. It's been created correctly. If it has been, then I know to look on the other side. If the debug, deployed, scaled, the whole nine yards tool sitting there on the server is able, on another server, on somebody else's server, is able to connect to my thing, well, then I know the problem is in the guy that's trying to do the connecting, not the guy that's being connected to. However, if the impartial tool can't get connected, then I know not to look on the client side, look on the server side, because until you can make that connection, there's absolutely no point to looking at the client. It's not able to even talk to the guy. It's kind of like having a telephone. I want to know, I'm trying to call somebody on the telephone, and I'm not getting through. And so is it my phone or is it their phone? So what I do is pick up another phone and try calling them on that phone. And if it gets through, then I know it's the phone in my hand. If it doesn't get through, I know it's probably the other guy's phone. Probably try another phone, a third phone, just to be absolutely sure. And try to make it not on the same local network that my phone. Phones are on local networks too, So, well, you tell me how to go look that up on Stack Exchange, because I don't think there is language to describe that. Well, there is. I can describe it. I just described it to you. But it's not going to be done in a couple of words. It's going to be a little story. And you can't tell a little story to Google. It doesn't understand little stories. Not only that, nobody has ever answered that question on Stack Exchange. You know how I know that? Because nobody's ever asked it. Because you can't ask it. Because there isn't enough words in the English language that will be understood by a search engine. So what you're dealing with here is, and so when you're talking about Stack Exchange, you're really talking about Google, because that's how we find things on Stack Exchange. If Stack Exchange has its own search command, I don't know anything about it. I only use Google. And I was a heavy user of Stack Exchange. I don't use it anymore because I have ChatGPT. Yeah, that Purdue thing is real load of crap. I don't know who did that and what they were thinking, or if they're actually programmers. I mean, it's a ridiculous premise to start with, that you're only going to go test the actual examples that worked on Stack Exchange. That is the whole universe of things that Stack Exchange has never dealt with will never come up in your tests. So, and I aside from that, I simply don't believe that it got it wrong, because it certainly hasn't been my experience. My experience is in using it for over a year now in my programming work, is that one time it got really stuck. It couldn't figure something out, and it kept guessing and hallucinating. It was really frustrating. I tried both. I tried both ChatGPT, and when I spent hours, because the problem that I was dealing with is something that will end up taking me days, because if I drop back to the world prior to ChatGPT, you know, I know it'll take days. I don't know how I will actually do it, because I've tried the, I tried the Stack Exchange / Google approach to this, and of course they had nothing. On the other thing, this isn't the sockets thing. This is a whole nother issue. It involves an API that apparently, I don't know why, but it hasn't been used that much. It's a really nice API. I don't want to get anybody in trouble here and say, you know, which one it is, because it's kind of maybe a little bit embarrassing, but it's a great API. It should be used in more places. And I actually didn't use ChatGPT to write this interface to that API, because I wasn't thinking in those terms at the time. I had ChatGPT available to me. I could have asked it questions, but I wasn't thinking about it that way. Today, if I were doing it from scratch, I would do the whole project with it. Except in this case, it might not actually be able to help. So I had a new verb that I wanted support for this API, and it was had now become crucial. I now need to support this one. It was something I was able to put off for months, because I wasn't going to get to it for months, the other side of it. Now I can't put that off anymore. I need to solve the problem. And so I tried running it through ChatGPT, and it told me garbage. It gave me a very specific thing to try to do, and it gave me the code. And I put it in. It didn't work. I got back an error that implied that it had made it up. It said, "Well, I'm sorry, but we've never heard of that entry point." Excuse me. It didn't even come from the server I was talking to. It came right from the local machine that was using a package that to communicate with it. And it said, in JavaScript, that does not exist. So you implied is, you really fucked up here. Maybe you misspelled it. So I went back to ChatGPT and I said, "Hey, ChatGPT, man, this thing doesn't exist." "Oh, that's right. Try it this way." I made a mistake. Now, this is the real way to do it. And so I went ahead and did it and got back the same answer. Oh, three or four times doing that, I said, "Well, it has no idea what it's doing, right?" So I told it, I said, "You have no idea what you're doing." And it accepted my judgment. It didn't argue with me. It didn't suggest another thing to try, another name that won't exist. What it said was, "Well, let's fall down to the lower level and let's do this at the next lower level so we can just follow the docs as opposed to trying to make things up, because there are no docs." I think that's why I asked it in the first place, because I'm beginning to believe that the company that made this API did not document this particular call very accurately. And therefore, no developer has ever used it. Therefore, there's nothing that it has ingested that has any guidance on this, and unfortunately, it should tell you. I don't have any information about this. Instead, it makes shit up. And if that's something they can fix, they might want to take a look at that. I don't know. It might be really difficult. It might just be the way it is. Anyway, I guess so. My conclusion, you know, and the other times, most of the other work I've been doing has been filling in gaps in my understanding of things like jQuery and the DOM and CSS, which I've all been working with now for a decade, but they're so complicated and bizarre and kludge-filled. I mean, these are really awfully designed things because they were designed by committees that didn't even know each other over years. In other words, generations of people. It wasn't like just one person had an idea how this shit should work and then just was the benevolent dictator. Instead, what it was companies fighting with each other over, I don't know what they fight over. Honestly, I have actually worked on some of these processes with the companies, and I still, after having done it, I have no idea why they do the things they do, but it creates these enormously complicated, overcomplicated, kludge-filled, stupid. A whole stack of web apps is a piece of garbage, but you have to do it. It's the way things work. And that's where ChatGPT is a godsend. Because probably at least hundreds of thousands of developers have gone through every one of the things that I've gone through, that I need to go through, that I've been sort of making something barely work based on a shitload of trial and error and hacks and all kinds of crap because the docs are awful, non-existent. Well, you have Stack Exchange. We'll show you a few things here and there. You'll be able to figure them out. But no, now I had a design experience with ChatGPT just a couple of weeks ago. And oh my God, I got it down to the way I used to write code for the Mac with QuickDraw. I mean, QuickDraw and, well, all of the toolkits on the Mac are infinitely better than the ones we use on the web because they were designed by one source that is a very flawed design process they have at Apple. I speak from experience where they've re-engineered things. They, you know, did NIH on things that I had already done. And they obviously didn't look at mine because they didn't use the economies that I had discovered. I'm really good at factoring shit. I mean, I have to say. And a lot of people aren't. I guess they don't teach it in school, and it's not a valued skill, but it is the most important skill in writing large, complex systems. It's like really simplifying them is an important thing. But it's way the fuck better than what you get when you do a bunch of companies fighting with each other, not sending their brightest people to these things, and people who just love to fly around the world, going to these meetings, eating great food, and not doing a whole lot. Doing it slowly and doing it wrong and compromising on things that shouldn't be compromised on, that we are living with those compromises. And now there are five different ways to do the same thing, and people can't make up their mind. One year, and they, whatever, it's crazy. That's why you need ChatGPT. That's why you need something where you can say, here's the problem I have, how do I deal with this? And then you describe the problem, rather than the only other way to do this is to learn how all these kludge-filled hairballs work. And that will never happen for me. I will never, because I have to cover far too much territory. And I'm not curious about their crazy bullshit. I just want to get the freaking job done. So, I don't know. I don't know I do know where they went wrong at Purdue. They made the test set. And I still don't believe that ChatGPT got it wrong that many times. I don't believe it. It has not been my experience. And I don't believe it. I'll tell you why else I don't believe it. It's because if it was on Stack Exchange, it's fucking in ChatGPT. It's the other way is not true, but that way it's true. I've never seen it stumped by something that was covered on Stack Exchange. Have a nice day.